that the Muslim, Allah will refuse, the believers will refuse, but only Abu Bakr can become my successor. So see, that is what Nabi alayhi salatu salam wanted to write, but the Shias obviously will not accept that. Let's carry on. We say after the demise of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, this khilafat, Shia say no, this imamat. What do they mean by imamat? They say that there are 12 imams divinely appointed by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, just like the prophets and messengers, and certain instances even greater than the prophets and messengers. How come? Number one, they are infallible. Open, I came with two books now. I was reading in the plane. I'll tell you a story also what happened in the plane. If I forget, just remind me. So remember that they say Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Baqir, Imam Jafar. Everyone, they use the name Imam till Imam Mahdi. Why? Because this is not the Imam of your masjid. This is not the Imam of your country. This is the leader and Amirul Mu'mineen. This is the Imam, divinely appointed, selected by Almighty Allah. And he has a divine message and mission. The Qadianis, brothers and sisters in Islam, they told us, they believe in one person, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, as a prophet after Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, the entire ummah were unanimous, this consensus, that we made them non-Muslim out of the fold of Islam. I tell you, the Shias, not one, they made 12 people as imams, and they put them on par with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and other prophets, and they even went greater than the Prophet. How come? They said that these infallible imams, they have the knowledge of ma kan wa ma yakun, of the past and the present. These imams, they hold the heavens and the earth together. These imams, with them everything happens on this earth. Even Nabi alayhi salatu salam did not claim such things, but they claim all these type of things for the imam. If you think I am, you know, taking out from my thumb, Allama Kulaini, even when we speak with our enemy, we'll take their name with respect. Allama Kulaini, who they call the greatest scholar of their time, he wrote a book called Kafi. And why is called Kafi? Huwa kafin li shi'atina. This book here, Usulul Kafi, it will suffice for every Shia, irrespective of where he or she stays in. So we must remember it is their greatest book, like our Sahihul Bukhari, that is Usulul Kafi by Allama Kulaini. All these things he wrote where he discusses about imamah. We ask them that, you know, we're surprised. In the Quran Kareem, Almighty Allah spoke of 25 prophets, messengers, alayhimu salatu wassalam. But we don't see any names here of your 12 imams. Nowhere in the Quran. No Imam Ali, no Imam Hassan, no Imam Hussein, no Imam Zainul Abidin, no Imam Baqir, no Imam Jafar, and Karizo, nowhere. They say, you see, you Sunnis, you don't know how to read Quran. See, we show you how to read Quran. Let me tell you a story. If I carry on to academic, you know, then you people, I saw, I know, I'm lecturing now for 30, 35 years with Allah's help. Few years ago, I can't remember, let me tell you two stories. That few years ago, I was in Masjid Nabawi, it was a Friday. That I remember clearly. It was Hajj or Umrah, I can't remember. I was reading Quran Sharif, and just sitting and reading. You know, nobody, nothing great, we all read Quran Sharif. One person came, he tapped me, he said, you speak English? I said, yes, yes. He said, I'm from Iran. Then he shook my hand. He said, I'm a nuclear scientist. I said, you're a nuclear scientist? He said, yes. I said, take your nuclear and bomb the hell out of Israel. Why you don't do that? No, no, we like to knock Israel a little bit, you know, so this type of thing. Or the other day in the Star, they had, I don't know if you already get Star here. They said there are 200,000 Holocaust survivors there in Israel. But every day 35 are dying. So I said on the radio today or yesterday or tomorrow, you will hear it, one of these days, you know, I have to record my program. I say when I read that in the Star, then I chuckled. The next day, they had the same article, they took the 35 out, I see. That every day 35 Jutlas are dying who were part of the Holocaust, you know, survivors they call them. But every day, because of maybe they sing Hitler or whatever in the dream, so you know, they're all going in one by one. So leave that story. Now he came to me, he said, I'm a nuclear scientist and this and all. I said, you man. said, not only that, I'm a Hafiz of Quran. Now here I want to warn you, brothers and sisters. You see, sometimes we also become irrational, we become emotional, and then they catch us. Many a time our people will say, you Shias cannot become Hafiz. Don't make this statement. Today they got many Hafiz. They realize this weakness in their ranks. And today they have started Darul Tahfiz in many places, in Qom and Tehran and here and there in those places. This person told me, nuclear scientist, I forgot his name. He told me that, you know, I'm such a Hafiz. You can ask me anywhere in the Quran, I'll tell you the surah and I'll tell you the verse number. I said, you will do that? He said, test me. I opened the Quran, I just turned a few pages, I said, read. I read from here. So he read. He gave me the surah, he gave me the verse number. I said, Subhanallah, excellent. Second one, I asked him, again, excellent, no hesitation. Third one, again. Fourth one, again. Fourth one, he made a slight mistake, so still is 90%. So I told him, you know, you beat me also, I can't do that, I'll be very honest. Anyway, in the Quran, if you ask me, we can't give every time the correct ayat, or by heart, you know, wonderful you are doing. So I said, my brother, now, these are the words. This is in Masjid Nabawi now. Then I opened the ayat which Maulana recited just now, and Maulana Aku spoke about it also. ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا مصطفى عليه الصلاة والسلام سيدنا أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه left Makkah Mukarramah, went to غار ثور and spent 3 nights there. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this incident in a noble Quran. Thaniya's name, the second of the two, cannot refer to anyone. Even the Shia tafsir admits it is Sayyidina Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. I said, now me and you, we're going to go in front. You see, next to Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, there Sayyidina Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is buried. The words, I give you credit, are 90%, you're a champion. Now let's go into the meaning. So he said, you know what, you speak to my Ayatullah, I'll bring him. I said, leave Ayatullah first, we'll speak to him after. You we're speaking about now. So I said, translate this verse. He said, no, I can't, I don't know how to translate. I said, fine. I said, yes, Farsi Quran also. You know they have translations. I said, take Farsi Quran and translate. He said, no, leave it the translation. I said, okay, let's go. He refused. So I told him, brother, I helped him. I said, now, in Masjid Nabawi, I'm telling you, you kafir and you're out of the fold of Islam. You believe, you read this verse of the Quran, you by heart and eat, but you are not accepting the meaning of this verse here. You see, brothers, you must understand what is happening. This is part, everywhere Iran sends an ambassador. I want to get you on a topic, now this just came in 2-3 things. Everywhere where Iran sends an ambassador, it is not an ambassador like my country and your country. We send them because of their allegiance to the country, because they have political, you know, skill, or because they were so many years with the struggle or whatever. They look for such ambassadors who can propagate the Shia school in that country. If you think I'm speaking from my thumb, go to Cape Town and ask them. When they invited the previous ambassador to Cape Town, for 45 minutes he gave a talk, and every sentence, second sentence, cursing and criticizing Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. And if I'm talking from my thumb, you should come. You know how many stories I tell you. You come to my house and some of you got the book on Khomeini, white in color, the declarations and writings and sayings of Khomeini. At the back you will see his snap is there. There you will find what Khomeini wrote of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Abu Huraira is the kingpin in hadith. If you bring Abu Huraira down, the entire corpus of hadith will fall down. So remember this. Brothers, let's just carry on, you know, otherwise the stories won't end. Now about imamate, we ask them, how come there is nothing mentioned in Quran? They say, it is mentioned. We ask them, give us one verse. So they read, Ya ayyuhal ladhin amanu, ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul, wa ulil amri minkum. Oh, you who believe, be obedient to Almighty Allah, be obedient to Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, and be obedient to those ulul amri minkum. So they translate this as the 12 imams. It's not mentioned, but their translation is like that. You see, if you translate it like that, this ayat is going to work against you. Retranslate it that the people in authority, your president, your prime minister, your king, your ruler, you be obedient to him as long as they don't pass a law against Islam and the teaching and doctrines of Islam. Continue with it verse. They said it refers to the 12 imams. Infallible imam, innocent imam, that's how they translate it. فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. If you have dispute regarding anything, then refer that disputed issue to Almighty Allah and to Mustafa alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah did not say in kuntum tu'minuna billah. Allah did not say anything about the imams or the other people. It shows that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla himself did not mention the imams, and let alone speak about they are infallible. This is the imams and Quran. Imam, the Quran, and Sayyidina Ali.